Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Panthers, they dropped game one of the Stanley Cup Final 4-3 to the Oilers in overtime. They're back at it tomorrow with game two. We'll get back into it a little bit later on. The Marlins, they got swept by the Rockies. I don't really even know what there is to say. What do you want to say about that? Like, you just lost. You got swept by the worst team in baseball.
Yep.
And I mean, at that point, if you're Peter Bendix, what could be said? Him and Clayton McCullough, what could this duo have to say about it? You know, just terrible. Hopefully, Yuri Perez comes back and
terrible.
Some kind of life. Oh, so we got this. Is this all set? Is Coco Gauff and Sabalenka, is that set? She won?
Yeah.
That was quick. Yeah. Did anybody even, you couldn't even go get popcorn at the French Open. Coco Gauff, what did that take? Yep. Would that take an hour? Did that take an hour? Not even?
I mean, she hosed her down pretty
Holy
good.
Crap.
That was pretty quick.
Jesus. Buzzsaw, dude. NBA Finals begin tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder against the Indiana Pacers. OKC is a 9.5-point favorite. Flip to some football here. Mike McDaniel. This was him yesterday. He talked about the team, or this was a couple days ago, excuse me. And he was talking about, is this a reset season for the Miami Dolphins?
Why would you ask somebody that?
I don't know.
Nobody has ever, in as long as you've been around sports.
Yep.
How many times has a coach said, yeah, it's a reset?
No, that's why you got to ask.
Nobody's ever said it.
Here's what Mike McDaniel had to say about it.
Questions.
Trying to maximize our opportunity, and I think we have a good amount of young players that are very, very football-focused, and their approach every day gives them the chance to be productive NFL players early. I think the days of, you know, just the way that I see patterns of roster construction, the days of putting rookies on or entire rookie class on ice, I think are over. You have to have guys that have the appropriate mindset that they will do what needs to be done to do right by their teammates.
What?
What do you mean? You didn't get that? My stomach, Brandon says, my stomach starts bubbling when he speaks.
What the?
I thought that was very clear.
What did he say?
He's saying that they're not there's no hand holding. There's no not letting the rookies play. The rookies are going to play.
So he's anti-Spo.
It seems like it. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to get anti-Cam Smith, who, you know, didn't do much his rookie year. And then Patrick Paul kind of got his feet wet. Got his feet wet last year.
I told you.
And now he's got the starting gig.
I would have taken Patrick Paul and played him at guard right next to Teron Armstead. Because if you play next to the guy, mm-hmm. it would have been a lot easier for him to then take that position.
Hmm. I don't hate that, but they didn't. Do you think it's going to be, there's still going to be adjustments for him?
No.
Or do you think he'll be okay?
I think he still had Teron in the room.
He's a giant.
Yeah, but being a giant doesn't mean anything.
Better be.
What? It doesn't. Dude.
What?
Think about this. Some of the guys he's defending
mm-hmm.
are 6'4", 6'5", 260, 270, and run 4'4", 4'5". That's a different beast than he has ever had to deal with.
You don't think he got that with the Houston Cougs?
Really?
Now, Jeff Darlington, credible guy, right? ESPN, longtime ties to Miami, saved Scottie Scheffler's life.
No, he didn't.
He saved his life.
No, he didn't.
We don't know what would have happened to Scottie Scheffler without Jeff Darlington.
He would have went to jail, and he would have gotten bailed out.
What if what if he would have gotten bludgeoned? Like the cop takes out a billy club and starts whacking at Scottie Scheffler. He didn't do that because Jeff Darlington was there. Too much. I apologize.
Jeff Darlington almost got arrested.
He did. It's a good friend. Jeff Darlington was on Joe Rose's show this morning. He said Mike McDaniel, very bullish on this offensive line. Don't do that. Don't let Jeff Darlington speak.
Listen, if the offensive line to me is the key to this whole season,
yeah.
I personally think that if that offensive line protects, it changes everything. I think Tua is a top 10 quarterback in the league. If that line protects him, gives him the proper time to make the throws, and keeps him healthy.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, and I also will tell you that from talking to Mike, he is very bullish on this offensive line. Like,
well, he should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think this is quietly going to be, like behind the scenes? I know that he thinks that this offensive line is underrated. He thinks they're a bunch of dogs. They are in there grinding this off season in a way that he hasn't seen before. I'm with you. I do understand that the pressure is on. I think he knows that. But I also think you can flip the switch. We've seen it in this league plenty of times. I mean, look at like the Commanders last year. Yes, it was because of Jaden Daniels, but they made some key changes at positions that we don't talk about all the time, and as a result, they ended up in the playoffs.
There you go. Jeff Darlington this morning on the Joe Rose Show.
Why are you – dude, come on. What? Why isn't that good news? Mike McDaniel's fired up.
Now, listen, and I just want to put things in perspective. If somebody comes to you and complains and tells you about your inefficiencies as a team.
Yeah.
And then that season ends. And then you come back the following year. And everybody starts asking you questions about that same unit.
Yeah.
Based on nothing, you're going to celebrate what you've done at that. Well, that's how you keep your job. That's
know.
Called keeping your job.
You know, right? He doesn't have to sell his job to Jeff Darlington.
That's just like when a company.
You think he's selling Jeff Darlington a bill of goods?
When a company gets caught up in something and their sales drop tremendously because of whatever, a bad product or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out and say, new management, we've...
No, I don't appreciate that.
No, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but you don't do that to Jeff Darlington.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Last year, when there was questions about the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Oof.
What happened? You got laughed at.
Well, that was, we all knew that was a mistake. That was direct from the horse's mouth.
Okay, so why is this?
Jeff Donaldson.
Until they play.
Yeah.
No, he was talking about somebody else being bullish.
He said Mike McDaniel was bullish when he
came to him.
Not him. No, he said. No, I understand.
Jeff Darlington didn't say that.
He said.
He passed the word somebody else said.
Yeah, he said Mike McDaniel is very bullish.
What else is he going to be?
I don't know. Why say anything?
Who? Name a coach that gets up there and say, hey, coach, what do you think about the offensive line? A little mid.
No, but like if you. If I don't think like it, I think if he was me, you wouldn't be bullish. You'd just be like, we'll see.
No, you'd be just like Chris Greer was last year.
No, I don't think so. Not to Jeff Darlington. He knows where the bodies are buried.
Again, I'm not saying this for any other reason other than you're basing opinions on no football being played. I don't do that.
Mike McDaniel is.
Yeah.
But maybe he thinks.
Nope.
Patrick.
Nope. You can't possibly think anything of what your team's going to be without playing football.
Mike McDaniel knows. Hold on. He knows what football. He's been around football a long time. He knows at this time of year what he should be bullish on and what he should not be bullish on.
I tell you what he should not be bullish on.
Hmm?
Guys who haven't hit anybody. Just a fair assessment.
Okay. Hold on, though. Hold on. All right. He doesn't have to deal with old Mr. Potato Head falling apart. Okay, he's gone, retired. Eichenberg, bench warmer. All right.
Eichenberg is here. I told you why Eichenberg is here.
Okay, I don't want to talk about him because he's to me bench warmer. He's not starting. We know that.
Okay, go.
All right. So you replace. You got the rookie Patrick Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You got James Daniels. Hopefully his Achilles is all right. Hopefully his
Achilles. There we go.
All right. We got Aaron Brewer. Had a great year last year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
We got a rookie in Jonah Savainaya.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
All right. And then Austin Jackson's back healthy, baby.
And Austin Jackson, heard a number of good things about Austin Jackson.
All right. So like.
Okay. That's all fine and great. Okay. But listen. I ain't buying in until I see him play some football. Sorry.
All right.
But they earned that.
Mm.
Not me.
I agree.
I'm not. Like, why do I have to believe anything they tell me about? Because guess what? The offensive line may still look like trash if the coach calls plays and sweeps all the time.
But listen, faith is a free investment. I don't understand what the problem is.
No, it's not a free investment.
It's a free investment.
No. You don't want to invest in something and then have bubble guts all year because
faith costs nothing here.
Okay.
A little belief,
nope.
Baby.
Nope. I believe it when I see it. You know why? That's what they earned.
Humble and kind, which is an interesting handle.
Right. Did they not earn what I say? When I say, I'll give it.
Is your skepticism earned?
Huh?
Yes, their skepticism towards them is deserved.
And it has, and keep in mind, my skepticism has less to do with the players and more to do with the play calling.
Hmm.
You can't expect a player to be physical and aggressive and you're calling passive and run fast plays. You can't. So, when I see this offense and this offensive line that has the right frame of mind to get in the trenches,
mm-hmm.
get a little bit dirty and be physical, then I'll say something.
Yeah, grab the wrenches.
But until then, it's the same thing as long as the same plays are being called.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. That's it.
But maybe he feels like he's fixed the trenches.
No, maybe. I don't care what he says. I don't care what he thinks.
Why not?
They're not playing football right now. And sometimes when you panic, you go revert to your old stuff. So who's to say how physical Mike McDaniel wants to be when he gets into the heat of battle and starts running all those damn sweeps again? I will wait until I see with my own eyes if the mentality of this team offensively has changed. Until then, I ain't buying it. And you earned it.
Take a
break. Sorry.
Take a break. Back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Why are you looking at me like that, dude? I just feel like you're giving me that look. What have we done? This is our 11th segment today. I'd say a good 7. I've gotten that look today.
I mean, because, like, dude, I'm hoarse from, like, trying to talk any sense into you.
Why? What's wrong, baby? It was the jaw thing, huh?
That?
That's where it all started.
I don't understand. Like, there's certain things in life no circumstances do you settle, right? And what I would say is based on what this team has been through in the last 2 years, you can't go pay a guy top dollar to not be available. And you have to bring that into
$20 million less than Jimmy wanted,
with
though.
Bam or Tyler, and say, we got a guy that's going to be available and dependable. And Ja isn't that guy. I'm not saying he can't be, but all I have to go on right now is what he's done up to this point. That's all I have to judge him by, and that's all I'm judging him by. Even if I say, you know what? The off-field stuff is just him being a knucklehead. Right? Maybe he can mature through that. Even if I give him that, he still misses a lot of games to injury. So, like, yeah, you got 2 chances of him missing games.
What about
And it's just like, you know what? You know what he's like? We were at the tunnel. We looked down the tunnel. And you see.
That's fine. I won't do it anymore.
And you see the light coming down the tunnel.
You know what?
And Tobin is like, that's not a train.
I'm not going to. You know what? I won't do it anymore then.
Won't do what?
No, I won't do it anymore.
Won't do what?
No more trade proposals for me.
And why are you lying to us?
No, I won't do it. I won't do it. Because it bothers you. I don't want to do it. I don't want to bother
you.
It's
not. No, no, no.
It bothers you.
It's not that it bothers me. But I would like trade proposals where you don't get excited.
That was a fair trade proposal.
About something. It's a fair trade. I'm not disputing that.
You just don't trust the player.
Right. What? Why would you trust him? Please tell me. Based on what has happened
in
his career.
You're not going to like my answer.
Based on why, what you have seen in his career mm-hmm. to this point, why would you trust that guy and give him $40-plus million a year?
I'm not giving him. That's what his contract is.
You're still paying it?
Yeah. I'm not, like, you're acting like I got to also give the, like, that's what the contract is.
No, okay.
You know.
And pay $40 million for it.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
You're not going to like my answer.
Dude. Don't. Dude.
Do it.
No. No, because I know he's going to. Do you understand why? Like, everybody says I'm mean. You know, no, I'm not mean.
No, you're not.
I give the necessary amount of pressure to a guy who trolls me on a regular basis. Go, do it. Do your bit.
Dunks, 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 dunks.
You're like a child in that final stretch at the grocery store where every parent hates dealing with that little strip candy section where the kid just starts reaching for crap.
Yeah.
That's you.
I don't think so.
Really? So, no, and here's the problem. No matter what I've explained to you, mm-hmm. all factual, correct? Everything, is there anything that I has said to you?
I think you still think John Morant was suspended last year for guns. It was 2 years ago.
Okay. Is there anything that I have said in this situation that wasn't accurate? Besides that, I was off a year. I admit that.
I'm just seeing if there were any other suspensions.
Didn't he get suspended earlier last year? I thought he did.
Nah. I think he got warned, and that's why he went from guns to grenades.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's like, does that not show poor decision making? Because you just got warned, don't do guns, and then you come
out
the next
game. Like, should he not poke the bear?
Yeah, like you're poking.
But he's doing what Toba loves to do, which is find little wiggle room, little loopholes, and then.
I think yes, until it happens for you.
I think it shows a good
like
adjustment.
The other one.
But
that's
the truth
why he
is,
loves him.
Like, let's be honest with ourselves. If it wasn't the end of the season and they weren't vying for a play-in spot, mm-hmm. he would have been suspended. The NBA was too scared to suspend him.
I don't agree with that. You can't suspend somebody for finger guns, Brittany.
He was warned. He was warned.
Warned. Because for a fine, I don't think you could suspend somebody for finger guns.
I think you can.
Pew, pew. Yeah, it's called conduct unbecoming.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Conduct unbecoming?
Yeah.
No, you made that up. I think it's conduct detrimental.
Detrimental.
There you go.
Conduct unbecoming. You're like, what is this? Conduct unbecoming. Yeah, you were just a jerk. You shouldn't have done it. It's very unbecoming of you, Ja.
Like, we're also forgetting it wasn't just finger guns. Like, just it was directed at a player.
It was a rifle. Choo, choo.
And he doubled down.
How do we know?
Wait. Wait, you jackass.
What?
Just because you put little cartoon noises behind it.
Everybody does it. He's the only guy. They're all going guns.
I wonder why he's the only one that gets in trouble for it, because he's waving guns on social media.
There's a huge difference between like them always, like you've seen LeBron do it, he puts the gun up and then he puts it in his holster, right? Like there's a huge difference between that and pointing the rifle at a player. That there's like two different
you
things.
Act like he's sitting there on the court with his scope being like three knots to the left.
Next thing he's gonna pull that celebration out now.
I got Luka.
Don't give him ideas.
Yeah, don't give him ideas.
I just I just think that we are at a point right now, especially with this team, that all the things that off the court have to be taken into account, because you need active participants more than you need anything. And so all these things have to be taken into account before you go trading for somebody. What?
Need them active at the rim.
Who?
Ja.
Okay.
Vlad wants to know what in the Papa Smurf is going on with your beard. I don't think he's been around.
To be fair, I think he was on vacation, so.
That's true.
Welcome back, Vlad. Stop hiding it, Leroy.
I'm not hiding it.
You've been hiding it all day.
No, I haven't.
Well, Vlad, you know how you guys have orange and blue skies? Leroy just has blue dye in his beard. Courtesy of Big Spoon.
Oh, my God. Will you stop?
What? Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Say that again, but on the mic.
I said, this is you getting ready for Ja.
I'm just ready for the summer. I'm rooting for a fast finals, dude.
And what may be the dumbest comment I just came across?
What's that?
How can you get dehydrated while soaking in water?
That was sent maybe almost an hour ago.
And it's just a stupid hour later.
Yeah, a lot of, you could sweat in water. A lot of fighters cut weight in tubs. That's become like the new chic thing. Well, not new, but they've been doing that, not just saunas. Like they do hot bath.
Sauna's the worst. That hot steam is the worst. Or got a steam room.
Got some weight cutting going on to, for this weekend with Sugar Sean and Merab Dvalishvili.
Didn't, he already lost, right? O'Malley already lost to him.
Yes. Right. It's a rematch.
Was it any good? Was it a close fight?
No.
Worked him over?
No, he worked him good. Yeah, he worked him good. It wasn't a close fight.
Think it's going to be any different?
No. No, I don't.
Because he's just that good.
I just think the style's a nightmare for him.
So, we're looking at Sean O'Malley as a guy who can maybe pack the house but not win.
I mean, he won the championship. He's already been the champion, so I don't want to say like he can't. He's won it.
Not as long as this guy got it, though.
Yeah, he's had it for two fights. He won it from Sean, and then he beat Khabib's cousin. Lethal Khabib. Umar. That was a close fight.
Really?
Yeah, that was a good
fight. So why don't Sugar Sean fight the other guy?
I think he's hurt.
Okay.
I think Umar Nurmagomedov's hurt.
But that seems like a pretty likely fight, right?
Maybe he will. If he beats Merab, they'll probably.
Oh, he ain't beat Merab.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Still going to watch, though.
Yeah. Anybody else on the undercard?
Kayla Harrison is fighting for the championship for the first time in her career. She was she won the PFL belt a couple of times, and she's fighting Juliana Pena.
Oh.
So they will be fighting each other for the women's championship. Kelvin Gastelum is taking on Joe Pfeiffer. So you got the grappler versus the knockout artist.
So Jennifer.
Although Gastelum will throw down.
Jennifer, we have a theme here. Did you just get some new tops or something? Because you have every color of the same top.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
when
about?
When do I ever wear stripes?
No, I'm saying you have different colors. So yesterday was a blue one, or 2 days ago was a blue one, and now you have a striped one of the same like kind of shirt.
Everybody knows JFig hasn't gone shopping unless Scooby's wearing the same thing.
What? No, Lira, there are both different tops. So.
I think they are different tops, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Also, I thought we were talking about Sugar Sean O'Malley, but okay.
No, I was talking about the shirt.
Scooby Sean O'Malley.
Scooby Sean. Look at him.
Woof. We're right by decision. Woof.
By the way, Lomachenko retired.
Really?
Yeah, 37. He'll be back. They all come back. Yeah, they all come back.
Everybody except for Connor.
Yeah, no, Connor's not coming back. Loves the party life too much. He'll keep talking about it, though. We'll sit here. It's not going to happen, though. John Jones, he's fake retired, too. He'll be back in November. They all come back.
You think they retire because they're off doing some...
I don't know. I think John Jones is just like... I think he likes the game a little bit. Like, I think that this whole dragging out, it kind of makes him the bad guy. I think that he knows how to agitate people, and I think he's going to end up fighting Aspinall in the fall.
That'd be a big fight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So John Jones technically has never lost.
Never lost. Never lost.
That's damn near impossible to do in that sport.
He's come close, but he never lost. A couple of fights were razor thin there. But he won. I can't wait. He's the best, though. Aspinall, though, has been
Vlad, enough, dude. Enough.
No, let's go ahead and talk about your top, huh? Look at that. There's a theme going on. You're matching.
I mean, that's how I started today's show. It looks like you picked that out to match.
Mm-hmm. So the same way we started this show, we're going to end the show.
Don't get mad at me, dude. You had your out. You told me
that. I think you should touch up your roots.
No, I'm letting it grow out. Since you won't tell me how to get the stuff out.
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Okay.
I don't understand, though, like, what did you think was going to happen? We're going to stop talking about it? It's not normal. You look like Jack Frost.
Black Frost?
Look at you. Chiming in.
Point for Leroy!
Like, what do you want me to do? I'm just supposed to ignore this now? I just have to accept it as normal. That you look like that? No.
I accept you every day.
This is how I look.
And he says that he's not hiding it, but this whole day he's been
Well, because
over his microphone.
Well, you haven't been boots on the ground, but Lupe has been harassing him to take pictures.
Yeah,
I wonder why she's doing that.
You sent her.
Yep.
To take pictures.
Yeah, he doesn't like
it. It's like, oh, mysteriously, now you want to put me in the.
Yeah, this will definitely.
We couldn't put my birthday in there.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty crappy.
When is the next newsletter?
Bi-monthly
whenever
now.
People start bothering me.
Stop or start?
What did I say?
I couldn't hear you. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, start.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm done chasing after.
What are you microwaving? Don't look at me like that. We all heard it.
What?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, I heard I heard microwave in the background.
I think you were hearing Scooby's paw, like his nails.
Nails?
Yeah, he was.
Nah, I'm pretty sure I heard a microwave go off because it only has one distinct sound.
Ding!
The three chimes.
Were you cooking a Hot Pocket?
Cooking a blueberry something.
You know, I've never had a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, I think you've said that before.
Yeah. Or an Uncrustable.
Well, that, yeah.
I think it's disgusting. Hot Pocket.
Well, you wouldn't know if it's disgusting because you haven't had it.
I could look at it and tell.
You've said that a lot about a lot of things, but you're
Uncrustable?
You're easily swayed.
Not peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you gotta have it. Uncrustable.
I don't like Nutella.
You're easily swayed on this stuff, though, dude.
It's what?
Like, you know, you'll say one thing and then, like, all of a sudden you're addicted to coffee. Like, it's not that hard to
answer. No, that's not true. That was quality coffee.
Yeah, and then you started, like, going
and
up
and then I went to Starbucks and it tastes like water.
Yeah, and now you're drinking Cafe Bustelo here every day.
Because you know why? I only drink it when I come here. And I can make it with the...
The point is, you came into this world when I knew you. You didn't like it. Now you love it.
I don't love it. I drink it. When I'm here. I only drink coffee when I'm here. That's a fact.
That's not true because you sometimes go to Cali Coffee and that's not here.
But that was coming here. I had a little run where I was trying to get, you know. But no, I only drink coffee here.
The real question is, are you going to do right by us tomorrow? If you sit in that damn hot tub and they're winning, are you going to stay in that hot tub? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to check in on you. And if the Cats are up 2-0 tomorrow, I'll say, in the tub? And if you say yes, so you got to stay there.
Dude.
And you're going to FaceTime him to make sure he's not lying.
Yeah, I'm not like, you either care about the Cats or you don't care about the Cats. I don't know.
You gotta care about the Cats.
And we sat here all day today, blaming Thomas.
Oh, we care about the Cats? Then where's the starfish bit?
Nah, don't lash out right now.
Now you
there's
want
the starfish.
Now you're just throwing things out. Yeah, there.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's been 2 years.
She still hasn't done it. She's supposed.
Who cares? She didn't do it during the Stanley Cup final. You did. You changed mojo.
I didn't change mojo.
You did, dude.
I've been pretty consistent with how I watch Panthers games and Heat games. All throughout this whole run.
You want to know what wasn't consistent? You, during the game. Because you changed it up. You went an extra period. They were up. You decided, eh, good enough for me. I'm out. Because I'm dehydrated. Get out of the tub for a few minutes during intermission.
I tried to. I was lightheaded. I was seeing spots.
You got to stay there.
No!
I don't care.
I got out of the tub. I got out of the jacuzzi.
I want you to look at me right now.
I felt woozy because I was seeing spots.
Sit out for a little bit with your feet.
That's not how that works. You got to be done. You got to go get a lot of fluids in you.
No second, never would
have
done that.
You have a cooler.
Yeah. I drink a lot of fluids.
No second, never would have done that if it wasn't for you. You want to know why? We never would have gone to overtime. We would have won.
There's people at your house. You can ask them to refill your cooler.
I don't think you guys understand
you also have
15, how dehydration works.
You also have 15 minutes between overtime. You got time.
Do what?
You could have recharged.
To refill.
Wait, so let me get this
and
straight.
You had, wait. And time between each period.
Let me get this straight, okay? As when you dehydrate like that, right, and you start getting lightheaded and feeling a little. How long does you think it takes to rehydrate?
To watch a hockey game with your feet in the tub?
No, you're still sweating.
Come on.
Look, take a dip in your pool that's colder water.
That's, yeah, but that's not...
In
it
between
was,
a period.
I was past that
You're
point.
You're making this a whole obstacle, okay?
Oh, my God. You guys.
And you could have
Do you understand? Do you understand what dehydration...
Do you understand stuff. What the cup means? Do you understand? Because that's apparently you do not. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Wait, this will go down in history as the no-sec hot tub flub.
Yeah. And let me tell you something right now. Don't expect a ring. And don't expect an invite to the parade.
Does the beard change color when you cook in the tub, Leroy? Turn red when you're ready to be pulled out?
Bing. It's fine. I'm just, I'm... I'll get over it, maybe.
Beat science. That is correct.
There's nothing here to beat. He completely recovered. He would have completely recovered between the second and third period
That's
just fine.
Not...
You would have last. Oh, all he would have had to do was go 20 more minutes, and you couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't do it.
Do you guys understand how dehydration works? Mm-hmm. You think you could just go get a damn cup of water and everything would be cool?
Do you know how much I've drunk in the sun? I would be fine. And you're sitting here. You got nothing but excuses for me. You're the anti-Paul Maurice. He would be disgusted with you. And so am I.
Disgusted.
Tired of this show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.